Harper Audio presents 18 Acres by Nicole Wallace, performed by Susan Bennett. Chapter 1. Melanie pushed the tissue paper aside and gazed adoringly at the Dior bag she had splurged on for her 37th birthday. It was a ridiculous extravagance. The second most expensive bag in her closet was a Marc Jacobs she'd purchased on sale years before. The elegance of the $2,000 Dior purse would be lost on most of Melanie's colleagues, but its perfection brought her a surprising amount of happiness. As Melanie pulled the purse out of its protective cloth and removed the paper stuffed inside, she suddenly felt worried that all of her electronics wouldn't fit into it properly. She looked at the three Blackberries, one for the classified email system, one for the normal White House email system, and one for her personal Yahoo account. She considered leaving one of them behind, but thought better of it. Gently, she stacked the Blackberries, two phones, her ID for the West Wing, an ID and key for the underground command center she'd be evacuated to in case of a terrorist attack, her passes to the Pentagon and the State Department, an ID for the Camp David guard station, a West Wing parking pass, and her wallet and keys inside, and closed it. She stopped in front of the hallway mirror to attach her hard pin to the lapel of her black Armani pantsuit. The small round pin, bearing the presidential seal, signaled to the United States Secret Service that she was to be granted full access to the president. Only a dozen White House staffers were given hard pins. She glanced at her reflection and nodded approvingly. 5 years on a strict no-carbohydrate diet had banished her full cheeks, and the miracle of chemical straightening had finally tamed her red curls. Melanie's hair hung in a stylish, strawberry blonde bob. She scrunched her nose and leaned in to examine the creases and dark circles that rimmed her eyes. "Those look like the eyes of an old woman," she said to herself, before turning out the lights in her Georgetown condo and walking out. "Morning, guys," she said to her agents as she hopped into the SUV that would take her less than 2 miles to the White House. She'd resisted full-time Secret Service protection at first, but on mornings like this, she was glad she'd relented. Snow had been falling since late the night before, and at 5:30 a.m., they would make fresh tracks. "Happy birthday, Ms. Kingston," Sherry said. Sherry was one of her regular agents. She turned around, smiled at Melanie, and handed her an envelope. "Open it. It's from both of us," she said, gesturing at Walter, Melanie's other agent. "Thanks, Sherry, but my birthday is a classified national security event. I didn't even remind President Kramer that it was today." "Mm-hmm," Walter said, glancing at Melanie in the rearview mirror as he navigated M Street in the snow. "And it's not like she has the CIA or the FBI to turn to if she wants to find out for herself when her chief of staff's birthday is. So you should be fine, Melanie," he smirked. "Your secret is safe with us." "Shut up, Walter. Just keep your eyes on the road," Melanie said. "Yes, ma'am," Walter said, still smiling. A minute later, he pulled the car as close as possible to the entrance of the West Wing and jumped out to open the door for her. Melanie stepped out of the SUV, holding her Dior bag protectively under her suit jacket, so the fresh snow wouldn't touch the leather. She wished she'd worn a coat, but she'd stopped dressing for the seasons years ago. It could be 97 degrees outside, or -7, and the climate was always a cool 66 degrees inside the West Wing, where she'd be for the next 16 hours. Melanie climbed the single flight of stairs to her office and walked inside. Her assistant, Annie McKay, was already there. "Happy birthday," she whispered, even though no one else would have heard her if she'd yelled at the top of her lungs. Melanie always arrived before anyone else on the senior staff. "Thanks, Annie," Melanie said. "Let me see it." Annie said. What? Melanie replied innocently, opening her suit jacket. Oh my God, it is amazing, totally worth the splurge. It has elegant and expensive and woman of substance written all over it, Annie exclaimed, standing to get a better look at the bag. Melanie smiled. She settled in at her desk, casting an admiring glance at the fire that had already been lit in the fireplace. Cozy, Melanie thought. Maybe today won't be so bad. She looked around her spacious office on the main floor of the West Wing and wondered if it was her elevation to this most lonely job on the White House staff or growing fatigue from so many years in the political trenches that had made her reflective to the point of distraction.